It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you here. Have you heard of Apollon Omaha? You have not. Well, you can go out to the website, apollonomaha.com, and get an idea of what's going on over at this space. It's a pretty neat art space, and I've got two folks here, Katie Kepler, who's the co-creative lead and director, and Code Warner, who they are doing a show called Pokanon, and they're going to tell us all about it. Good morning, both of you. It's great to have you here.
Good morning.
I appreciate you coming in. Katie, let's start with you this morning. Can you, as we back out, take about a 5,000-foot view look here? Mm-hmm. What is this space all about? What happens here? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so this is actually my first show with the Apollon, so I hadn't known much about it before, but they work with all kinds of artists and do different kinds of artists together to put on different kinds of shows. And so any different night, you might see something else happening there. I know that they just started doing an acoustic open mic night on Tuesdays every time they can. And our show, they feature performance and visual art as well. And I know, too, that sometimes they have featured dance and musicians, even culinary artists. So they do all different kinds of things. It changes every time that there's something new.
Well, and there is food is a component to this. I noticed that for this particular show, this is snacks versus a full-on meal. But there are times that full meals are done and part of the whole evening experience.
Mm-hmm. So they do a lot of dinner theater there. So they'll cater entire meals. And then, too, they have an open bar for you to order different things. So sometimes there are mocktails and cocktails and beer and wine, too. I know the drinks for our show are really good. We've tried a couple of them. They're super fun. They're all themed to different Pokemon, and they're just a hit. They're so fun.
Oh, that's great. Now, this show is called Pokanon.
Mm-hmm.
As a bit of a nod to
Pokemon. Yeah. So it's definitely a tribute to Pokemon, which many of us grew up with. That's right in my generation. And then, too, I work with so many kids, and it's still popular somehow. This thing that was so much fun for me as a child is still really strong, and people love it, and it keeps coming back. And it's been so exciting to see these young people sharing that same excitement that we had when we were young.
Absolutely. Coat, what's your role in this show? What do you do?
I play Coat Surge, which is the son of Lieutenant Surge from the original video game. I'm the rival trainer, and I teach the audience how to battle their Pokemon and how to train so that they can battle each other in the show.
Wow. And so do the folks that come to this get to participate as well? Is that?
Yes, it's very audience-driven, so each night the show is a little bit different. It's completely dependent on the audience, so some kids have existed for this moment to show off how much they know about Pokemon.
They're
incredible.
This is a very family-friendly show, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that's been a little different demographic for Apollon, right?
Yeah, that is my understanding because, you know, so one of the things we do is sell alcoholic drinks, so that doesn't immediately jump out at you as family-friendly. So we've adjusted the menu. There is alcohol available, but we have a lot of themed drinks for kids, and this isn't supposed to be a night just about that. It's about the whole experience, and that's part of where the food comes in, too. We didn't want to do a full meal. I know kids are picky eaters sometimes. It's hard. So we decided to go with the snack route instead, and we have these amazing Pokeball cookies and these cakesicles from some place called Bubbly Tart, and they're super cute. They're yummy. All of the kids have been super excited to have them, and that's just one more thing that makes it family-friendly.
Sure, absolutely. Coat, what's been one of your favorite parts of performing this and interacting directly with the audience?
Well, I get very loud and aggressive with the audience because I'm the battle guy. And some people don't like that, but some of the kids, I can see they have like the passion in their eyes and they want to join me. So they get very into it. And then some adults are a little skeptical at first, but once they see the kids going wild, they start to let their walls fall down and they join in on the fun too. So I very much like to see people who are shy at first kind of open up towards the end of the show.
Oh, that's neat. Well, when does this show play? What are your show times and your show days?
Yeah, so we just finished up our first weekend, but we have 2 weekends left. So it runs through August 25th, Friday and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Very good. How have you enjoyed your role in this show, in directing the show and putting it on?
Oh, it's been really fun. I have a lot of experience as a director, and I have a lot of experience teaching kids. So putting those two things together to create this interactive experience has been a really fun way to bring these two worlds together. And two other members of our team are teachers as well.
That's Katie Kepler and Cote Warner here with me. Apollon is the place to go. ApollonOmaha.com will get you all the information you need. Morning Edition continues right now.